I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. In a few minutes, we'll hear from a group of student journalists touring South Africa for the World Cup. In a few minutes. And we'll find out why the Library of Congress chose both Tupac's Dear Mama and Little Richard's Tutti Frutti to include in its National Recording Registry. That's coming up. But first, the group known as the Little People of America will hold its annual conference in Nashville this weekend. More than 2,000 are expected to attend the largest conference in the country for people with dwarfism. The conference made headlines by taking a stand against the term midget last year. This year, the conference wants to strengthen its political outreach by featuring keynote speaker Kathy Martinez, the Assistant Secretary of Labor for Disability Employment Policy. Here to tell us more is Gary Arnold. He's the Vice President for Public Relations for the Little People of America. I misspoke earlier and said we'd be hearing from the President. Gary Arnold is Vice President for Public Relations, and he's with us from member station WBEZ in Chicago. Welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here.
Before I ask broadly about the organization, what kind of increased sort of political visibility, political impact are you hoping for?
Well, we'd like to, continue to push our message around language and the word midget, as well as kind of push. There's a lot of issues specific to people with disabilities and specifically people with dwarfism that we'd like to raise the visibility around so that going forward, people with dwarfism who are members of the organizations will have access to resources that are necessary for them to pursue a productive and fulfilling lives.
Could you just tell me a little bit, and I forgive you, I'm sure this is you've had this conversation many times, but I apologize for that, but mm-hmm. Exactly what's your objection to the term midget?
Well, historically, it's kind of evolved into a very objectifying, stigmatizing term, and I think that evolution can be traced back to the day, maybe a century or so ago, when the visual image of people of short stature was most closely associated with maybe the person on display at a sideshow or in a carnival, mm-hmm. and so closely associated with someone whose purpose was to entertain just because of his or her appearance. And so the term kind of evolved through that connection into a very stigmatizing, objectifying term. And as a result, in most contexts when it's used in this day and age, it's used in a very negative, stigmatizing way. And our goal is to present, people of short stature just as that, as people with a full range of capabilities, and we feel that the word midget is kind of a barrier to reaching that goal.
You talked about the whole question of people of short stature being on display. That hasn't changed. I mean, it's just taken a different form. And we've noted in the introduction here that there are a number of reality shows featuring people of short stature. One's called The Little Couple. Another is Little Chocolatiers. There's Little People, Big World. And as we heard a little bit of a snippet earlier, Half Pint Brawlers. And, the question here is that people aren't forced to participate in these. I mean, in the promo for Half Pint Brawlers, you hear the line, if people are going to stare at me, I'm going to make money doing it. And I have to ask you about that. I mean, if you're on the one hand, you're saying that this is not, you don't feel that this represents the totality of experiences that people who are of short stature can have, and you don't want to be kind of limited to this, carnival barker role. But on the other hand, nobody's making people participate in these shows, right?
Well, exactly. I mean, I think the key thing that you mentioned is we don't want to be limited. And I think what this new kind of wave of people of short stature being put on display with the reality shows, no matter what the motivation of the producers creating these reality shows, what it's doing is showing little people of short stature, in a variety of different roles, participating in a full spectrum of activities. You have doctors, you have entrepreneurs, you have business people, you have chocolatiers, pastry chefs on these reality shows. And so it's sending a message that people of short stature are not limited by our stature, and we are able to pursue, or we should be able to pursue, all of the opportunities that are out there. And I think that's a very positive.
So you're not
thing.
Against them per se?
I think they're really sending a positive message. The fact that we're getting so many different in a variety of different messages about the lives of people of short stature. And the one on Spike TV, the Half Pint Brawlers, I mean, that's just one more message. And I'm not.
So you're okay with it? You're okay with Half Pint Brawlers?
I'm okay with, you know, people pursuing options, and I don't think Little People of America or myself want to prevent anyone from pursuing an option that's out there. There's just a lot of concern that the traditional stereotypes of people of short stature that are kind of personified by the word midget kind of may limit the opportunities of people of short stature. And so there's the concern that that use of the word on the show on Spike TV may kind of reinforce some of those traditional challenges.
Well, yeah. I mean, there are people who – there are some other reality shows that where there are members of different ethnic groups that people aren't in love with the portrayals of those, right? We could go down the list. So finally, we have about 45 seconds left. I wanted to ask just, is there an overall message? Obviously, the message, part of the message you want to send is that, you know, people who are of short stature are people and like to do all the things that everybody else likes to do. But is there any other particular message you'd like to make sure you leave people with?
Well, I think just reinforcing what you said, people of short stature, people with dwarfism, we're a social minority like many other minorities out there in the United States and across the world. And like any other group, I mean, we're very proud of who we are. We're very proud of our dwarfism, but it's one aspect of who we are. And whether it be on reality shows or just, you know, working in the office at school, that's what we want to be known by, the totality of who we are, and we don't want to be limited by our physical differences.
Gary Arnold is the Vice President of Public Relations at the advocacy group Little People of America. He joined us from member station WBEZ in Chicago. My good wishes, my best wishes for a successful conference next week. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.